guys, welcome back to Crazy Talk. My name is Rob.
Me, Vanessa.
And thanks for joining us today for another episode 9. And today's episode will be very different compared to the last couple that we've done. We try to keep it fun or just, I don't know, not necessarily we go and seek out these deep talk topics, but one came up recently and I think Vanessa and I thought it would be a great topic to talk about. So before we go in though, in regards to housekeeping, next week, the week after this podcast is published, will be the week of Christmas. And so I think that'll be a special one. It'll be different. We're not going to really do topics. It'll mainly be maybe unpopular opinions in regards to Christmas or just Christmas stories that we have. Just something special and short for you guys so that way you can listen and then get right back into the festivities of the holiday. But without further ado, the topic that we have today, and it took me a while to kind of come up with a good question or a way to phrase this question. And I'm going to mainly have Vanessa lead this one. But in regards to the topic that we have, it's when social media tries to prevent bullying, are they actually discriminating?
So I think it's important to remember what social media is to us today and just kind of reflect on that in general. Because obviously today, like our generation and the newer generations have viewed social media in a different light. And now sometimes it's people's full-time jobs or they make money off of things or there's different platforms that they can use to like create a life off of basically. And they, you know, there's influencers and all these things. And so there is a common argument of like, is social media helping your mental health or is it depleting it? Or, you know, how can social media be a positive light in today's world? And I think that's a hard question to answer. But I recently, in the past couple of years, have seen social media as more of a positive thing, only because, I don't know if I've said this on our channel before, but I have been diagnosed with lupus. And so through that journey, I found a website called The Mighty, and The Mighty is basically this website full of different diagnoses, whether that's mental health or chronic illnesses or things like that, where people can go and they submit an article and it can get approved and published on their website. And so I think I have a couple that's like, why it's okay to not be okay and things like that. But it was a website that I felt like I could go to and feel validated in my, I don't know, emotions at the time and the way that I was coping. Like every website and every person that you go to and things like that regarding illnesses is always like trying to be more positive and like, oh, it's going to be okay, or oh, you'll be healed, or oh, you should just do this, or all these recommendations. But The Mighty was a outlet that I felt like it was like, hey, it's okay to not be okay, or like write about it, or I don't know, like they just, yes, we were all hopeful, but it was also okay to like process those emotions and be sad about it, if that makes sense. And there are articles that are a little like, I don't agree with all of them on there. And we all have different opinions and stuff. But through that, I've been able to like build a community through Instagram and other places where it's just a bunch of people that are technically strangers, but people that understand each other because we all experience some type of like illness. So I found an article while scrolling on Facebook the other day through The Mighty that was talking about this topic. And so I sent it to Robert. And that's how it came up.
So in regards to the article that she saw, it was covering, it was titled, "Does TikTok reportedly discriminated against people with disabilities to prevent bullying?" And kind of what the article was going over was, it was citing this other website known as Netzpolitik. And it's a German website that covers the subject of those with disabilities and their interactions with the things around them, if I'm mistaken.
It's like digital culture and something else. But they cover different things on like digital culture and stuff like that.
I was totally wrong. So it's a digital culture blog.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they were covering was in regards to this recent occurrence of what they noticed with TikTok's moderation and their algorithm. Algorithm, if you know what that means, is kind of like the way that things work in the background. So it was kind of like with, like, for instance, with YouTube, if your video is getting so many views at once, the algorithm will start boosting your video up to get recommended to more people. So that way more people see it, and that way you can get even more views. That's the way the algorithm works in regards to YouTube and things like that. I know that in regards to TikTok kind of has an algorithm in the way it works where there's like stage 1, 2, and 3. So in stage 1, if you get a certain number of views, a number of likes, and it's not even about the likes, it's how many people rewatch your video within that one session, then it will boost to stage 2, and then it'll be broadcast to a bigger audience. And then from there, you get the same thing, and then boost it to the God tier practically, where it's well known. It's famous now. So something that they noticed was that in regards to TikTok videos, in regards to people with facial disfigurement, those with autism, those whom have Down syndrome, or just disabled people with some facial problems such as a birthmark, slight squint, and etc. Supposedly what TikTok would do in moderating that and to prevent bullying to those people is that they will tag the video as a risk and will disallow it from being broadcast and disallow it from even finding a mass or bigger audience. So that way they prevent that creator from bullying. And the idea of that in and of itself is at first you think, okay, cool. I'm glad that TikTok is actually trying to prevent this, but at the same time, are they hurting these people from even just wanting to create stuff?
Yeah.
Are they preventing them from being the next big thing? You know, a lot of YouTubers now that are humongous came from Vine.
Mm-hmm.
If Vine did that to some people, I don't know, back in the day, that's preventing that person becoming the next big thing on YouTube or the next big celebrity. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So just because someone has some form of disability or has some form of disfigurement on their face, is it okay to not broadcast a video to a wider audience to prevent them from getting bullied? Is TikTok the ones to allow that? Are they the ones to make that decision for them?
My brain's kind of going in a lot of places right now. Because I mean, I have my own opinion, I guess, but I don't have a solution on the top of my head. But I wonder if, unfortunately, is it a case-by-case basis depending on the disability? Like, is it just a wide umbrella of all disabilities that they're censoring? But it makes me think of... Because I'm trying to think of, like, people on YouTube or other platforms besides TikTok. Like, are there any people that I can think of off the top of my head that have disabilities that have, like, skyrocketed and made it? Like, is that something that, you know, if it was any other platform, would that be taking away from their success if that was to happen? But it makes me think specifically of Niall DeMarco, who's deaf, and he's an advocate for, like, people who experience the same thing. But he won America's Next Top Model, and he's super beautiful and all of these things. Like, so is it a case-by-case basis? Like, if you're deaf, then that's a disability, but you can stay because of whatever. Or, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
But people with Down syndrome or autism, you know, we'll censor those videos because they're more prone to to getting bullied or something.
Right. And the thing is that it's so difficult because, I mean, if someone like Niall DeMarco, I mean, I can admit that dude's a good-looking guy. He's got good looks. So because of the standard of him being a beautiful person completely overshadows his disability, you know? And I think that's what helps them. But there's that other person that's on YouTube that was slowly rising a bit, and she is deaf, and she was doing videos with her family in regards to mouth, like her family will mouth something and she'll try to figure out what they were trying to say or something like that. You remember what,
the one what that saying? I watched?
Yeah, it was one that you watched.
Jazzy something. She's from the UK.
And she was on, if I'm not mistaken, she was a crayon on the rise, but she was getting a lot of views due to one video that she had.
Yeah.
If she was on TikTok, would she be tagged as saying that she is somebody who is at risk of bullying, and would they not allow her to shine?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, because, like, is it a case-by-case basis based on the disability? Because mm-hmm. deafness doesn't have a common physical trait that comes with it, then, oh, well, those won't be censored or flagged. But people who have autism or something that is more common to have a physical trait that comes with it, like Down syndrome or something, then we'll flag those just because they look a certain type of way or different, then we'll censor those because they're more prone to bullying than those with deafness, if that makes sense.
Right, right.
Like, I don't see how that could be right, but even Niall DeMarco, and we're talking about different platforms at this point, but it's one of those weird things, and I mean, that's a different topic for a different day, I suppose, but you know, them allowing him to come onto America's Next Top Model, like, that was a big deal because, yes, he was deaf, so he couldn't participate in the same way that the other contestants could. But watching that season, I don't think that he – how do I say that? I don't think that he was receiving any, like, special treatment or any – like, I don't think he won because of his deafness or anything like that. No. Like – the whole season, he didn't even look like he was noticed until the very end, really. And he made it because of his skills, like, legitimately based on his modeling, like, his skills in that area. So I don't understand why that can't be transferred from television to TikTok or YouTube or whatever.
Right. I mean, and again, this is such a huge topic.
Yeah.
Before I get into exactly like TikTok in regards to like, I don't want to just pick on just TikTok.
Yeah.
There's been this instance in regards to, and you can come up with your own reasons as to why they do it. We've seen this with YouTube trying to protect kids by disabling their comments, but it hurts the people because the people who are running the videos, and I know it was brought up in the Mighty article, they brought up in regards to this one channel that was a reading to those who have disabilities, and people will comment and they'll help answer their questions and things like that. And so them disabling the comment section completely hurt their viewers, you know? And so it opens up, but again, it asks a question, and I agree, it's from case to case, like it's different from person to person.
But is that right?
I don't know. And who's the one who's allowed to choose who exactly. to make that decision? And that's the thing is that there's videos I've seen like on Twitter that were going viral of this one boy whom had Down syndrome and he's being bullied. And he's telling people around him that he wants to kill himself and things like that because of being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure TikTok, the people of TikTok, those who are moderating this, I'm sure they're understanding of that. They're coming from a good place and they're trying to prevent a kid like that to get those kinds of feelings. But at the same time, if you disable that kid from blowing up, does the kid understand that they're being held back for their own good? Does that make sense? It's such a hard topic.
I don't
topic.
Know though, and because, thing, okay, go.
Well, and the thing is, real quick, before we go any further, TikTok responded, and they responded to The Verge. The Verge is a tech and it's a techie website. And they responded to The Verge, and they said that early on, in response to an increase in bullying on the app, we implemented a blunt and temporary policy. While the intention was good, the approach was wrong, and we have a long since changed the earlier policy in favor of a more nuanced anti-bullying policies and in-app protections, end quote. So they kind of changed it a little bit. But again, I guess the bigger question is, how do you perfect this?
Yeah.
You know, how do you perfect this?
There's too much. I don't know. So there obviously there's different platforms that have done different things. And I know like Pinterest, they wanted to implement a new way to handle searches for like mental health related content, like stress and anxiety and self-harm and stuff. But they started just focusing more on self-care instead. And so that means that they're kind of, people have said that it means that they're silencing those who have experienced mental illness, the ones that are posting stuff like that. So I can see like how Pinterest is trying to help, you know, and trying to like steer the conversation in a different direction, I suppose. But it makes me think of like YouTube, where sometimes people's YouTube channel is like solely focused on that topic because that's what they're passionate about and that's what they experience. And that is really helpful to thousands of people everywhere else, you know, because I'm struggling with this topic. I watch this one YouTuber because she experiences the same thing or whatever. But in my opinion, I obviously see that people are bullied everywhere regardless of disability or not. That's just what comes with the territory. I'm not saying that people with disabilities have more of a risk to that. They definitely could, but I think we have to be teaching everybody how to like cope with things like that or how to ignore things like that. Or these like media platforms should focus more on the responses rather than the influencer or the content creator themselves. Like, I don't think it's their problem. I think they need to learn how to moderate like the responses to that limit that, I guess. But the article in the Mighty 2 said that in April, the Trump administration proposed, it says an ableist idea, but that's kind of biased. I don't know yet. Let me finish the sentence. To monitor the social media accounts of people who receive disability benefits to catch people who are faking it and reduce disability fraud. That's not okay. So, like, I don't know. It's just one of those things. Like, I personally, if people are faking it and things like that, that's their own problem. I feel like, I don't know how somebody could determine or that's not a good place to begin as a social media platform either, like how to determine who's faking it and who's not. But I would assume, I would hope that we as a society would not validate them doing that enough to where that doesn't even go anywhere and they're not even like, I don't know. That's kind of hard to navigate. And I guess I can get that, but I feel like it's not worth like holding people back from not receiving the platform that they could have and the success that they could have if we let them do, you know, have their own accounts that are published and the whole world can see it and whatever. Like, because if you think about it, like everybody in this world who has quote unquote made it or are an influencer or have these platforms, like they, none of them will have disabilities because we're preventing all of them from doing that. So that, yes, to me, is discriminating against. You know what I mean? Like, sure, it's helpful, whatever, but you're also discriminating against them getting anywhere that they possibly had a goal to be.
And that's the thing is, in regards to this subject as a whole, I think the tough thing is, we all know bullying and mental health is a real thing. Social media has brought about greatness, you know? It's brought about great interactions. It's brought about comedy that have helped people during their hard life. It's brought about possibilities that weren't out there before. Social media has been a great thing. But it's also, on the other hand, been a bad thing.
For sure.
And you can obviously see that with where all these different social media and media outlets are in right now. The position that they're in right now, this whole TikTok with bullying, Instagram on mental health, YouTube on protecting kids. It's, no one has the correct answer on how to fix that problem yet, but how do you fix that problem, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is it gets to a point where it's almost like the situation between a parent and a kid, that you don't allow the child to do something, even though the kid does not understand at that moment why they're not allowed to do something. Later on, they look back and say, okay, you're protecting me from that. But that's between a parent and a kid. This is between a company. It's between an enterprise. It's between this huge company that's making these big decisions.
Making the decision for them.
For them, you know? It's not even, and it gets to a harder thing. Okay, well, I can tell you right now, parents are not looking at what the kids are doing on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't even come up with the solution. Well, let the parents decide. The parents don't care. The parents are the ones giving the kids the tablet to go on YouTube and watch whatever they want. And then they get on this one channel and then it blows up on social media because their kids saw this one thing on just you playing YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why weren't you paying attention? Or, you know, again, on TikTok and things like that, you know? So it's hard, man. It's really hard. And I try to think to myself, like, what if you, because I think in regards to social media, the one I use the most is Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's funny is that out of all these social media accounts, Twitter's been the one that's kind of just stayed the same. And I think it's kind of been, it's worked out in their favor because it's not like they don't care. It's more like, you know what you're getting when you come here, you know? And so, I'm not saying in regards to bullying or things like that.
Okay.
Like they're not implementing taking away likes. They're not implementing disabling comments or anything like that, you know? But I think to myself, in regards to things like Twitter, if you disabled comments on Twitter, oh my God. I've had moments where I comment something or tag a famous person on something and they respond.
Mm.
And that's cool. That's an interaction you will never have anywhere else.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
And so in regards to that place, I get it. Maybe it's something on Instagram, I get it. Maybe in regards to things like YouTube, I get it in the situation, in certain situations, but like, how do you protect them?
You know? So if, let's just say that these platforms don't increase like their moderation and like just viewing comments and things so that they can take them off or whatever if they're hurtful. Like, honestly, how many times have you like reported a tweet that you thought was like bullying or a comment that you thought was bullying to one of those platforms? Like, and do you think that that is enough? Like, just reporting it and then Twitter sees it and then they can decide if it's harmful or not? Like, how many times have you actually done that?
Me, myself, none.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But again, it's that I'm in my own bubble and I know that. I don't usually, when I watch, I love YouTube. I watch a lot of YouTube. Never go to the comment section. Whenever I'm on Twitter, I'm on the comment section all the time. Instagram, I don't care about the comment section. TikTok, never even looked at it once. You know? And that's the thing is it's case by case basis.
Mm.
I think TikTok can obviously see in regards to the algorithm and how things work, you don't need a comment section.
Mm.
Why do you need one? Take the comment section out. Boom, there you go. You fix the problem. No one can bully them through the comments or any other way.
On which platform?
TikTok.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah,
boom.
That's true.
That's it. Instagram is a game about likes.
Yeah.
And it's a game of the way people look. It's this person has more likes than me, so people like them more than they like me.
Mm.
Okay, take away the likes. I get that. But then in the long run, you get the other people that are famous and are making money off of it, and they're screaming out in the mountains, well, how am I going to get deals, brand deals that people can't see my likes? I'm not going to get into that subject right now because there is a, I think there's, though Instagram is saying it's for mental health, I think there is a much bigger reason as to why they're doing it. And I think it's to help them out in the long run. I'm not going to get into that subject, but
interesting.
They're saying it's for mental health. I'm just going to say that for now. In regards to YouTube and kids, my God, dude, you go back and you see these videos that people made breaking down how predation was, how heavily predation was on YouTube in just regards to kids' videos is, it bewilders me, man. And it's disgusting and it's crazy and you don't see it, but it's actually happening. So again, did YouTube step in and do that? Because one, all these articles were being written and then Coca-Cola and Adidas and Reebok were like, I don't want to put my ads on that place. Mm. So they were like, oh, okay. We'll disable their comments so you can put your ads on there. But that means people with kids' videos cannot make any money.
Because the comment section has the value of the video, basically.
And not necessarily only that. I think all these brands see that these kids' videos are at risk of finding themselves. For instance, there's a video, if there's a video of a kid dancing, okay?
Uh-huh.
And there's some creepy stuff going on in the comment section. But at the beginning of the video was a Coca-Cola ad.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola is now pissed off because there's predatory things happening in a comment section that they're advertising on a video.
And so
now they've completely just taken off ads from YouTube.
Mm.
And whenever I upload my videos on YouTube, one of the first things that it asks is this video can have kids in it? Mm-hmm. And you have to put yes or no. And the next, is this a family video? Yes or no? No. And like it's really trying to help itself out in the background. I get the reason why they're doing it.
So in YouTube, you agree with what they've done.
It's hard. And I it's really hard because you get these, because you get things like Hi-Ho, and they have these videos where it's these kids are asking questions or they're in, put in these situations of like social try this food or, you know, things like, it's social experiments. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure I would like to say, I would like to hope 80% of the people watching that are kids and mothers watching these videos for fun. You know, I would love to say that's what's going on. And it's, I would love to say it's other mothers commenting to each other, and more than likely it probably is. But now that they've disabled these comments, those mothers no longer have no way to connect. And the community that was watching these videos heavily are now disconnected from the creators. And now all they have is just a video. So does that mean Hi-Ho now needs to go start publishing their videos not only on YouTube, but also Facebook? So that way they can start having commenters on Facebook, which means that they're leaving YouTube to go to another platform to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the hard thing. And that's.
So can you prevent it?
Yes, you can prevent it.
Because Facebook wouldn't allow those predatory comments.
No, not, I'm not saying that they won't allow that. I'm just saying that they can, they can comment on that now.
Yeah.
You know? And it's getting so hard, dude, to nip this in the bud.
That's hard.
And it's hard to even like find it out. And again, it's a much bigger subject. I don't want to really get into it in regards to all these different things that are going on YouTube. It's very long. It's very like precise and nasty on how they literally, the system on how they figured this out and how to do it. It's crazy, but it's manipulative, and it's a lot of bad masterminds in the background, and they have get, and YouTube get, knows that.
Yeah.
And they're trying to prevent that. And the only thing that they can do right now, stop comments, stop ads from getting on the on those videos, so that way they don't stop advertisers from advertising on their platform at all. You know, they don't want to hurt the other people that are actually making content from getting ads. So unfortunately, we need to cut off this entire group of people being kids, so that way it doesn't hurt the rest of the other people. And so that's like, again, and that's a whole situation just on YouTube. And I would love to know, listeners who are listening, I want to know what y'all's thoughts are on this. I want to know if y'all even agree in regards to the way TikTok does things, where Instagram is going, how YouTube has handled things, and so many other social media platforms. I'd like to know. And again, you guys can go to our Twitter account, Crazy Talk Pod, and leave us your comments, questions, and things like that there. But again, this is such a heavy, heavy topic. So,
I mean, I was about to say that, like, and that's, that comes with implementing policies all the time, especially with work and different things. Like, you're going to have to rip the Band-Aid eventually. That's what I was going to say, because like this group of people that are in it right now aren't going to like it, but you're trying to prevent it and set it up for things in the future. So that's what I was about to say, you know, but you do think about the channels like, whatever his name is, Ryan something, Ryan's World, I think.
Oh, Ryan, yeah, Ryan's Toy Reviews.
This kid is like a millionaire, and then to rip the Band-Aid off of that now, or, you know, like some people who have actually put in a lot of time and effort and all of these things into their videos, and now it's taken away, which, I mean, that kid's set for life, so he's fine. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, he can't do what he loves anymore and what he was taught that he could do, because you have the potential and you have the platform and you have the audience. Oh, but now, like, you can't do that. So, and you're right. Like, he is just going to go to another platform and try to bring his audience somewhere else to try and keep that momentum going. But is that even, like, right? Or is that dumb because he's going from one to the other? But I was going to say that, and I was like, okay, like, I could kind of see that, but then you do make me think of people like Hi-Ho, and I'm like, wait, but that was really cool. Like, I really enjoyed those videos, and Hi-Ho's a little different because I think they were very smart when they started their channel in general, because if you don't know what the YouTube channel Hi-Ho is, they have a bigger company channel, whatever.
There's an umbrella that covers it.
Yeah, called Cut. Mm-hmm. And so Cut makes different types of videos, and they have Hi-Ho, which is their kids channel, but they also do, I don't know, they do social experiments with like grown-ups and like lineups, like guess who's what their occupation is, or guess what their college major is, or whatever. And it's social experiments because they're basically like judging other people, and it makes people uncomfortable, but it's literally what we do in everyday life. So they were smart because they have different aspects to their channel. So if they lose this one, yes, it's going to hurt massively, but at the same time, they can still be what they are because they have something to fall back on, if that makes sense.
Right.
But they have started going to Facebook now, and I wonder if this was a contributing factor of that. They have series that are specifically on Facebook Watch or something like that, which I had never heard of. And to me, as a watcher, viewer, it almost felt like, I don't want to go to Facebook to do that. Like, I'm already on YouTube. Feels I don't want to have to do that. Feels but weird. Because they've already built up their rep, I'm like, I'm still going to do it anyways. Like, I'm still going to go to Facebook because I like their videos so much that I'm like, it's almost exclusive. Like, oh, well, I'll go watch because you can only watch it here or whatever.
It's strategic.
But now, like, with YouTube, I don't know if you've noticed, but like comment sections are all just like self-promotion or whatever. Like it's just a bunch of random stuff like who can get this 100 likes or whatever. So some of the comments are just built up of that. And then there's other comments where I know like a lot of YouTubers say that their mental health like totally is depleting because of their comment section. Like they read them and some of them say they don't read them at all because they know how devastating it's going to be to them. And for some reason, the bad comments always outweigh the good comments, regardless of how many you have versus the other. So like I can see both sides, but like, I don't know. I think YouTube I'm just more passionate about in general.
Yeah.
But
I mean, again, and real quick, there's a reason why they're putting exclusive things on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because they want to get the audience that I was watching on YouTube to go to Facebook and say, oh, there's something different over here. Okay, while I'm on Facebook and they're watching that, oh, the next video is out. I'm going to keep watching it. You can make ad revenue off of Facebook. So, again, that's all there. You know, the ability to do that is there.
Yeah.
But, man, this is such a hefty topic, man. And that's the thing is, one, it sucks that there's a world that this is something that we even have to be worrying about.
Yes.
You know, even the big people have to worry about this. Mm. You know, Philip DeFranco, who's like a news guy on YouTube, a legend. He's been doing this for years. He has said multiple times that he cannot be on his comment section because even though thousands of people are telling him he's doing a good job, the hundreds that tell him he's doing a bad job still outweigh the good. And that's a mental thing, you know? Yeah. So that's just the hard thing. And how do we perfect this? How do we prevent this? There's a reason why there's a report system. There's a reason why they allow that to be there. And I think maybe us as a society, us as human beings looking out for other people. I mean, you even asking me the question, have I ever reported? And me being like, I've never done that.
Yeah.
I think more than likely. And now I'm like, okay, yeah, I probably should. You know, there's been moments where I am playing video games and I'm talking to some random people and someone's just being disgusting or just being ugly towards not only me but maybe someone else that is playing in the same lobby. I've reported people.
But that's just
me, one person doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Does that mean that in the future should PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo should just prevent voice chat and all to prevent kids from getting bullied?
Yeah.
That's also, you know, like all these different topics are a thing, and we can keep going, and at the end of the day we're still gonna end up with the same answer. What do we do?
Yeah.
And I think these social media giants are also trying to figure out what do we do so that way they don't get destroyed with no longer people going onto the platform because they can't make money off of it or whatever, you know? Yeah. I can tell you right now, TikTok, when they saw that article by the Mighty or by Netzpolitik, and then it got blown up by The Verge and the Mighty and all them, I'm pretty sure when they saw that, they're like, why is our name in that?
Mm.
And they did everything they could right away so they can be in the good. And then they can keep going. None of these guys want to be on an article.
Under hot water, yeah.
Yeah, at all. So that's the crazier thing.
I mean, yeah. I don't have like an answer for any of it. But I think my general opinion, and that I'm just kind of weird and different because some of my favorite YouTube channels, and one that's up and coming now, is Jubilee, which does a ton of social experiments, but they're meant to they're not that they're meant to stir up comments or whatever, but they're trying to challenge people's mindsets, I guess, you know? So they do like, I don't know, guess who is the, I don't know. Like they'll have a lineup of six people and they all have to guess who the one person is that's
guess
the mole.
Guess which one is gay. Guess which one is black out of all the group
but they
of white people.
Put blindfold on. Yeah, they're stuff like that. Yes. But then they do like spectrums and they have like one topic like Asian American parents or like suicide survivors or whatever. And they gauge like their ideas and their values and their beliefs based on their experience, and everyone looks different. And so it's meant to stir up comments that are different. Like they want to know your opinions and stuff. And on very certain videos, they disable the comments beforehand. And I kind of appreciate that because it's one of those things where you watch it and you're genuinely interested and you want to know these types of things. But then at the same time, you're like, I know that the comment section couldn't be positive, like it might end up with people arguing more than anything,
right.
And I appreciate that they disable it beforehand, you know, but like their content, they like creating that type of content, like they're all about empathy and human good and stuff like that. So anyways, I think my final like opinion of it is I feel like I am a little biased towards what platform and what, you know, guidelines should go with that. In my personal opinion, I feel like we should let people create what they want to create and give everybody the same opportunity, because it's not our place or our job to tell people that they're different than anybody else. Like, we all should have the equal opportunity to do what we want to do. And some people will, like Niall DeMarco and all these people who have created something to educate other people on their disability. And that's why those videos blow up, you know? Like, oh, I never thought about a deaf person going through a drive-thru. Like, how do they do that? Or whatever. Like, genuinely educating people. But at the same time, I think that we as a society need to do more in our part of, like, reporting stuff like that, like you said, or speaking up and advocating for those in those areas. And I also think that these social media platforms should do more. I mean, they're probably making tons of money. They should hire more people, maybe, to, like, view comments all day long or take things off that shouldn't be there or try to put in guidelines that aren't taking people's opportunities away. Like, I think they could do more on that part, and we as a society could do more on that part, as well as just like stop being so mean. Like, I don't know why we have to be that or do that, but we need to learn empathy with one another and just like encourage people or put people before ourselves and encourage passions and talents and skills and things for the person that they are, not for their experiences or what they've gone through or whatever, like based on their condition or whatever. Like, but I do think there's so much good that we can learn from each other if we just like all put our efforts forward to do that.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing, is in regard to things like that. And again, I myself don't necessarily like, there's no exact answer, you know?
Yeah.
But what I will say is, in this world, I think that, like you said, people should be able to create, you know?
Mm.
If it wasn't for the social media outlets, we wouldn't get our Cody Lees, who won AGT, who had a beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have our Micah Fowlers from Speechless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we wouldn't have what's his name from Peanut Butter Falcon, who did such a great job performing alongside Shia LaBeouf, whom Shia LaBeouf, being this amazing actor, did such a great job beside him, you know? And if we cared so much about disabling the comments in regards to stuff like that, or just not promoting their stuff just because of the fact that they have a disability, that does not necessarily define them at all.
Mm.
It's their talent that defines them.
Mm-hmm.
We would not have such great creators, such as those three that I just named. And there's many, many more out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think their voices should be heard. I think they should be able to create and do what they want to do, you know, from here on in.
Yeah. So. Even, you know, the music we listen to, everything. I love being in the presence of other people who understand me and, like, have experienced similar things to me or make songs about things that I experience.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, I don't know. I just personally feel like we shouldn't prevent people from having that platform, but
yeah. Well, guys, thanks for listening to this episode. My laptop is literally at 20% because it's not charging at this moment. So I'm glad we're ending it right here. Again, I know this is a deep topic. I really want to know what you guys think.
Same.
So go to our Twitter account, at CrazyTalkPod. Leave us your response. Leave us your questions. I believe through the Anchor app, you can even send us questions if you like, auditory-wise, and we can play them on the podcast for you guys to listen to. And until next time, like I said, the week following this episode, it's going to be a Christmas special in some form of way. So stay tuned. And until next time, it's I, Rob. It's Vanessa. I never edited this way. That's really weird.
Yeah.
And keep being crazy.
We out.